You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM. I'm Adam here with Dave, and we are broadcasting out of the CAW Student Center here in Windsor, Ontario. You can hear us, of course, both on the dial at 99.1 FM and iHeartRadio, and online at cjam.ca. And of course, our radio show is also, I have to say very proudly, it is syndicated across various stations throughout Canada, so a huge thank you to anyone listening to us in any of those stations outside of the Windsor-Detroit region. And we just came back from a set of music with a band called Mono Negatives. They hail from London, Ontario, and I'm very happy that we're actually going to be hosting an interview of theirs on the website revrock.blogspot.com. Dave's going to be posting that in just a little bit.
Yeah, so all of the members participated, and it's pretty cool. So you'll find out a little bit more about the album, and there'll be a write-up about it as well. So you can check maybe in a couple days. It should be there. But we did hear four tracks from Mono Negatives, ending off with a song from an EP they put out in 2022, near the end of 2022, called New Exit in Shards. And then we heard a song called House of Cards.
Mm-hmm. And prior to that, three tracks from their brand new release, Crossing Visual Field. We actually played something from this not too long ago, kind of leading up to the album release.
Basically, we played the singles leading up to the album when they were coming out over the last couple months. Now we played three tracks from the album proper, including one of the singles, the very first single. But what did we hear in that set, Adam?
We heard Deficit. Prior to that, North Carolina Atomic Bomb. And then we started things off with Disappearing Architecture in that mini set from Mono Negatives. Once again, please check out the interview with that band on revrock.blogspot.com.
And thanks to Rob and the band for doing this mini interview. And hopefully you can all check this out pretty soon. Before the Mono Negative set, we heard three newer tracks as well, including a band from Montreal that we quite enjoy called Teke Teke.
Mm-hmm. We heard something from their latest release. It just dropped this week, called Hagata. We heard Yuri Yanzima. Prior to that, we heard from Audrey, a newer group that also hails from West Coast. We heard something from Differentiated Intercompletion, a fun title of an album to say out loud. We heard 100 Years, some really great drony slow core coming from that group. And we started things off in that set with the band Bully from their latest release, Lucky For You. We heard the song Hard to Love. And what's not hard to love, always a good segue with something like that, is the next track we're going to be playing from one of our favorite groups from just across the river here in Windsor, looking over to Detroit, a band that we've had the privilege to see live and really enjoy their music, Proto Martyr.
Proto Martyr has a brand new album out. I believe it's their sixth album, and it's called Formal Growth in the Desert, and we're going to hear a track from this release. We did play two of the singles that were released prior to the album's official release. That's a lot of the word release, and I don't know why I keep saying it.
You said a lot of releasing there, but
I released a lot of words.
Well,
in that
I don't want Dave releasing anymore on air, but you know, at this point, I do want to mention Proto Martyr. We'll be going on tour, of course, and you know, always worthwhile checking out. A kinetic, great band that we love supporting here on CJAM. We're going to hear a song called "We Know the Rats." Also in this set, other great new music we do encourage you to check out from the likes of Tunic, King Cruel, and Squid. But let's get right to it with this new track from the latest album from Proto Martyr. This is We Know the Rats on Revolution Rock.
Yeah. protected, immune from ourselves. Every day protected, immune from ourselves.
You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. Coming in a little hot there. We ended off that set. It was a bunch of new music, actually, and we ended off with music from Squid.
Yeah, they have this new album out called Oh Monolith, and it's a bit different from the post-punk sounds of their last release. This one's a little bit more bucolic, a little bit more looking at sort of rural environments or textures in their sound, and yet they still have that very forward-thinking arrangement and almost mixture of post-punk and jazz in terms of the compositions, which I love so much on their previous record. From Squid, we heard the track Swing in a Dream. And prior to that, we heard new music from King Cruel.
Yes. Did we mention the name of the Squid album?
Yes, Oh Monolith.
Okay. And we heard King Cruel before that. We heard a track called Pink Shell. And that comes from the latest release from King Cruel called Space Heavy.
Mm-hmm. This one does have some kind of lo-fi tendencies to the recording, which I really appreciate, kind of taking King Cruel back to his roots. I really do dig this record. It has a lot of post-punk and dark folk elements, which to me is really the best stuff that he does. But speaking of heavy, before that we heard from Tunic.
Yeah, we heard a track from the Winnipeg Trio, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Their latest release is called Wrong Dream, and we heard the song Protected.
And then we started things off with some cats from across the border, Protomartyr, with their latest album, Formal Growth in the Desert. We heard We Know the Rats. Protomartyr, of course, will be touring behind this record, and we're very excited to check them out. They put on a fantastic show, which is always highly recommended. Now, coming up next, I'm very excited for what we're going to be playing, an entire set of music from Susie and the Banshees, for a reason, continuing on with this sort of analysis or this tribute to John McGosh.
Yeah, he's a UK guitarist. He's very inventive, very influential, and the reason not that we haven't played these bands before, we have many times over, but we're kind of doing these focus sets over the next couple episodes, and possibly one more next week, due to a book that recently came out called The Light Pours Out of Me, and it's just about the guitarist's life, and he's just very underappreciated, but he was very, very influential, the way he approached guitar and songwriting, and he did it from a non-traditional way, and in 1980, he was originally in the band Magazine. 1980, he was kind of dissatisfied with the way the band wasn't achieving commercial success and just disagreements amongst the band members, and he left to join Susie and the Banshees because their guitarist was leaving and their drummer. And they got two new members. One, John Goach, and also Budgie. That's what he went by. He played in the Slits. And so both those people came in combination with Steve Severin and Susie Sue. And he kind of joined while they were coming up with the songs, and he added his own stuff for the first album he was with them with called Kaleidoscope. And that was originally in 1980 as well. He put out an album in 1980 with Magazine and recorded and released another one with Susie and the Banshees. So his guitar work is really unique, and what he brought to Susie's band, Susie and the Banshees, kind of elevated them a bit. Now, not that they were doing poorly. They had a very, they were very critically acclaimed, and people were talking about them. They had a lot of great music prior to this, and they just would continue this trend on the next three albums with John's input. He would also write songs, including a Happy House, which is a song that he primarily came up with, musically anyway. But we're just going to hear some songs from the three albums he was on, starting off with a track from Kaleidoscope. And this is a little bit different because this song features primarily acoustic guitar and some 12-string guitar. So we're going to hear John doing something a little bit different. He also plays, I believe, something else on this track. Christine is how we're going to start off the set, with a song from Kaleidoscope, and then much more. So stay tuned. You're listening to Revolution Rock, and this is music from Susie and the Banshees right now.